Hey, welcome in, Black Dragon Radio. Hey, Eric, how you doing? I'm trying to, it is working. See that work? Yes, sir. There's the kick out of drug music. Thank you for joining us. This is Outside of Normal Lunch. This is April 5th. Happens to be my son's birthday. Appreciate everybody for being here. Check us out on download. It's lunchtime started, man. Good to see you, Aura. Second, I'll be right back on the other side to get grab this food out of the microwave real quick.
Perfect, thank you. You can hear me?
I can.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. How are you doing? Did you get some sleep?
Not really, I'm sorry.
Nope, me either.
Maybe like 2.5 hours.
Well, it's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Good.
Hey, you sir.
Hey, Sue. How you doing, Sue?
Oh, I'm good now. I've just finished the payroll. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good.
Are you okay? The girls all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How's your head?
That's good. No go park.
Are you? No hangover?
No. No hangover.
Oh, you're a good drunk. I love you as drunk. You're so funny when you're drunk.
Very, very rare.
Oh, I know. I've been on here, 16, 17 months, and I've never, ever known you drink. Never.
No, I won't again for a long time, probably.
Oh, you got to do it again tonight.
I'm out.
Caps is on tonight, so you got to do it tonight. Hi, Eric.
Soberly clean out of religion.
Hey, Eric.
I bet you've been drinking gallons of Mountain Dew, have you?
Yeah.
Is that the cure?
Oh, dear.
Let her watch it with you. Now. You can't watch the same video over and over again. That's annoying. Yeah, it gives me a headache too. It makes me sick too.
I thought she said shit then.
She said it makes me sick.
Oh, bless her. How's Caleb? Is Caleb hungover? Or is he okay?
He's still sleeping.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
How much sleep did you get?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh. Is that all you got? Oh no, Russ.
Yeah, it was enough.
You'll be hanging later, mate. Bless him.
No, it was good. I got no sleep though. I didn't want hungover.
That's good. Yeah. It was a good night. It was a good night anyway. You did well.
it was funny.
Damn near in 9 hours. No, Kale's off today.
He's probably gonna sleep all day.
I'd go and chuck the girls in there with him. Go and wake him up. Go wake your brother up, girls. Can't sleep his birthday away, Russ.
Yeah, he'll be up in a little while. He's gonna go film a video. A music video today with a professional director guy. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, forgive him, man.
That's what my husband used to do, make all the pop videos and stuff.
Yeah, pretty good money in it.
It was, especially when they first started doing it and stuff.
I charged me like $275 for the video.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not a lot, but you know, that's enough.
No. yeah. My husband did people like, he did Kiss. He did one for Paul McCartney when he was Wings. Trying to think who else he did. I can't bloody remember now. But he did quite a lot. He did obviously Roger Daltrey because he was his mate.
Right.
He did quite a few of them.
Yeah. Carl, welcome in.
What's up, bro? Caleb's birthday today, you said, Russ?
Yeah, his birthday.
Dang, if we had known that, we would have the Drunken Sailor Choir serenade him this morning, but too bad he took a snooze for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about singing like Drunken Sailors this morning, so... Or last night, was it, Russ, in your time? Sorry.
He slept right through that stuff this morning. Right? Okay, we'll share it where she can see it.
Okay.
It's not sharing if you're the only one looking at it, Ashton.
Oh.
No, you're not a kid out. It's 11:15, it's 12:15 here. It's 5:15. Oh, yeah. No day's over.
It is. Yeah, thank God. And I've got the whole weekend off, Russ.
No, it's just beginning for Sue.
It's been a long week this week.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Adam called me earlier, Russ, talking about going to Allison Creek probably tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday.
Russ is? Did you say?
No, I was telling him my buddy Adam had called about going kayaking either Saturday or Sunday.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Right,
Anthony,
you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Paul. What you doing here, man?
I said Adam called talking about wanting to go to Allison Creek this weekend. What you get? Well, you got the kid there, huh?
Yeah, all the way to Sunday, brother. Yeah, brother.
I mean, How many kids?
I could probably just leave them here by themselves, man. Yeah, you know, there ain't really much they could do to kill themselves.
Let the little one watch the big one.
Yeah, right, right.
Wait, ain't they little?
Yeah, they're really little.
Ain't it like a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old or some shit like that?
It's a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. 6-year-old's got it.
Yeah, they got it.
Bossing Russ around.
Well, I'll tell you what. You really want to go, I'll babysit for you. Just two kids.
No.
I'll babysit over podcast.
I ain't got no grandbaby.
Yeah, nothing against you, Jamie. I just
Is that Jamie? Oh, bless her. She's so sweet, and she.
I just want you to still. I just want us to still be friends after this weekend. So.
Oh, come on! I've watched your oldest two before. Remember?
Yeah, my oldest two were good.
Well, you have to remember, Caleb always getting in trouble with Christian. Christian always talked him into doing something stupid.
Yeah, these kids don't need nobody to talk them into it, though. That's what they're, you know?
Oh. That's sweet of Janie to offer that.
And I just got done updating the April birthday list, and I included, you know, Monk, a.k.a. Caleb, and I also made sure to tag you, Russ, so you could see it.
Yeah, I might take you up on that, though, Janie, to be honest.
Even if you're only getting an hour.
My boys don't want to do shit with me. All they do is play Xbox One. Marissa sent the grandbaby off to the other grandparents, so I'm not doing shit. I'm bored.
You hear that?
That would be
terrible. Share the damn tablet or I'm taking it away and throwing it in the fucking trash. That's what's going to happen.
And it's little girls. How bad can the little girls be? I mean,
worse than boys.
I mean, Marissa and your daughter were always pretty good. I mean, those two little girls.
Come on, son.
Give them a fucking nail polish and a coloring book and.
Exactly.
This kid paints herself with nail polish and peanut butter on the regular.
They can do my toenails.
Oh.
If they could find him.
Oh, dear.
So I'll make him help me cut the grass. So when I'm, look, you hold it right here and you push it.
You could let him cut your hair, Jamie. Let him cut your hair.
Oh, God, no. 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 See, that happened one time. I went to one of Paul's friend's house.
Hey,
and she got
drunk and lacerate your
and
damn.
She wanted to do my makeup, and I was okay with it. But he can wash that shit off, and then she's like, let me cut your hair. And I was like, oh, my
kids,
God.
Man,
I
oh, dear.
Ass, if they keep acting stupid, you're going to feel like what the Vietnamese did when I dropped napalm on their ass. Calm down.
That man needs a break from them kids. I've got to tell you, he needs a break.
I say all these things to them because I know they're not listening.
No, you know they're not.
Say whatever I want to them. And just right over their head, right through their ears, whatever it does. I don't know. They get swallowed in the air between me and them. And it's just like vortexes. They don't hear it. I don't know what happens.
It's whatever, Dad, whatever. Oh. You could at least go kayaking for an hour, have an hour's break, surely, on Sunday, Russ.
Yeah, it might be nice.
An hour? They were gone for fucking 4 or 5 hours last time.
Yeah, but he's talking about going to Allison Creek. That's not really... There's only so much you can do out there.
Get back again.
Oh.
No, they've remodeled it out there. They put a kayak launch and all that in down there now. Like, the boat ramp's been moved and everything.
Yeah, but it's still on the lake. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The lake don't move for you like the river does, dude. After a while, it's like, fuck this paddling shit.
No, but by the time we paddle all the way to the damn sandbar, though, it's going to be break time. Shit.
Hey, Miss Sue. I heard you. I just... Shelby, come out first.
I'll just make you chill, buddy.
Hi, Shelby.
Hey, girl.
Bye, people.
I wasn't ignoring you.
I've been watching about that earthquake that Chef was talking about.
What one?
That little 4.2.
There was an earthquake there.
4.2.
It was 4.8.
Whatever. Still didn't cross over the 6 mark, so it's like, you know.
No, they're checking bridges in the subway system.
It ain't doing us no good unless it pushes New York off into the harbor.
Yeah.
We can only hope for that one. As one city that it blew shit in, we got no desire to go looking for it either.
It's really New York State and California, man. They fell off, I think the rest of the country would be alright.
I agree.
I would say.
However, I like the California beaches, though. That's the only good thing I got in the office.
Yeah, but fuck, California fall off in the ocean. Arizona has some nice beaches. That's all right with me, too.
Yeah, right.
In Arizona.
And that's all right with me, man. You know what I mean?
Me, too. That's the best word.
Maybe it'll take out Fort Mojave in Arizona, too. You know, when it falls off, and you ain't got to worry about the meth heads no more. Hey, Jen.
Just the blue juice.
All right. So I'm about to roll a blizzle, man.
I just finished
a blizzle.
Yeah, I don't usually do that, Yancy. How you doing, my brother? It's good to see you, Governor. Yeah,
I like my
blunt. I don't usually do that. I usually smoke bowls, but I have one left over from last night, so I figured I'm gonna roll it. What, beautiful girl?
I understand.
Open the door. It's cold out there.
Out of a whole lot, you only got one?
Yeah, baby.
Or just one wrap.
Yeah, I got one wrap left, man. One wrap.
I got
an ounce of weed. No, I still got an ounce of weed over here, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Nigga got paid last night. You know what I mean? The first of the month. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing. I'm so playing.
Yep, you make sure to fuck it up. Bro.
Yeah, I did. I fucked it all up. I had to say it.
All week.
I did. I fucked it all up. I had to say it, man. I had to throw it out there. It's the first of the month. You know what I mean? Get some 2020 going on.
When it's twin.
Yeah, no, that's just funny. Hey, Matthew, how you doing? You're going to say Pandora. I said Matthew. Damn. My phone's trying to fucking be a cross-dressing Matthew, too, I guess. That's only funny to those who know.
It's non-binary, bro.
Oh, my bad. He's non-binary. My bad.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, my bad. Well, you know what they say. I've said it before.
Well, no, He's definitely binary. He chose.
If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
He's probably a duck.
That's one duck I don't want to hear quack. That's nasty as hell.
Right.
Okay, hang on. Wait for her, Madison.
Get over here.
Look on that bookshelf. Madison, grab me one of her shirts. Please. Yes, that's what I was
saying. Alright, yeah. She can go whatever that is.
Dog, it's snoring. There's her pants.
No, that's
underwear. You get up. I ain't getting up.
Hi, Mom.
Alright, I get up from here. It's going to go to bed. So, okay. Alright.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'm not going to turn. Come here. Yeah, you have to put the shirt. Come here. Okay, you can put a jacket on for your time. Eric, welcome in. Daddy, can you buy me some gloves? Hey, Eric. I need to get my butt up and do some laundry today. But I have no gumption to do anything today.
What, baby? Okay, well, you get on the big circle swing, okay? Okay, I'll fix the other swing in a little bit. Okay, give me a minute. Doing all that crap right now. I tell y'all to keep tearing it up. Now I got this door open. It's cold as crap outside. I had to put my hood on. But it's worth it because they're not in here bugging me. Yeah. Good time. Oh, shit. Hang on. Hang on. I got YouTube videos. Hang on. Hang on. Get some barbecue plate rope in my way.
Barbecue, you said, huh?
Yeah, they didn't eat all their chips, so I figured I might as well help them out. They ate their burgers, though. Man, I tell you, I cooked these burgers last night, bacon cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I marinated them in that Subway chipotle sauce first before I cooked them. Man, they came out awesome.
I like to put onion soup mix, I can't pronounce it, K-N, whatever.
Cayenne?
Onion soup mix. No. Not cayenne, no. The brand, K...
It's a French
onion
mix. I'll just
deal
with that.
Yeah, not French onion, but the...
Whatever. I know what you said. I just said
well, that. Yeah, I guess it is French onion. Anyway, and ranch dressing mix together and then mix it in with the meat and then make patties out of it and grill them. Oh, my God. They're so good. And then put, like, provolone cheese on it after they come off the grill and let that melt. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think
that's what.
Pepper jack cheese last night.
Oh, yeah, pepper jack cheese, too. That's good.
What cheese? What did you call that cheese?
Pepper jack.
Pepper jack?
What the hell is that?
It's jack cheese. It's a Monterey jack cheese with red and green peppers sprinkled, I guess.
Spicy.
Throughout the cheese.
Never heard of it. Wow.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to get her some.
I never heard of it.
I don't know, do you like... It ain't spicy. I'm not even going to
say it. I love spicy. I love spicy.
It depends on what brand you get.
It is kind of hot, but it's not like burn your mouth spicy. You know what I mean? It adds spice to your food. I'm telling you, look up some pepper jack cheese. You'll like it.
I'm looking at it. It's a very Monterey jack cheese. Pepper jack cheese, semi-soft cheese with open texture, spicy flavor from sweet peppers, garlic, chili, spicy jalapenos studded in the cheese. Okay.
It's good. It's good. Especially when it's melted on some burgers. Oh, man.
Apparently we call it Monterey Jack sliced cheese. I'm now going to see if I can get... Do you know, all these things I keep buying on Amazon to try out that American stuff. I'd like to come to America, really, mightn't I? Really? I might as well just come there.
You got
to
come over here and go to some good places.
I told you, don't come to the South. You'll only stay for a day or so, and you'll be ready to fucking get the hell out of here.
I'm sure I wouldn't.
Like, holy shit, this is a whole new world of redneck right here, brother. Especially if you come in the summertime.
Oh my god, don't come in the summertime. Don't.
The hoochies come out of the woodwork, man.
Shit, yeah.
And they talk like me.
Yeah, they talk. They,
god.
They talk like Paul, like Roseanne O'Donnell. And,
yeah.
They talk like Paul, look like Rosie O'Donnell, and dress like Madonna. It's fucking horrible.
As long as you've got translate, I'll be alright.
And you come and visit Russ. I'll come up to Russ's and come see you.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I'll make that deal.
British people are accused of having better teeth than people down here. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, you probably. I'm pretty sure.
I still got all my own teeth.
Yeah, a lot of people.
We'll see, there you go.
A lot of people around here can't say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I do too. They just said I come to home.
Yours are in the drawer somewhere, Paul, aren't they? You got your own teeth. They're just in the drawer,
aren't
they?
Yeah, they're mine. They're mine.
You have to take them out the drawer now and again and give them a dust down, you know, Paul.
Only if he has somewhere important to go.
You got to give me a kiss when I come see you, Paul. I ain't having a suck off of you, mate.
That's not right.
Yeah, oh dear, all these places.
She gonna come by to see you and get gummed down.
No, I don't want to be gummed down.
Like being kicked by a fucking Saint Bernard.
You could take me shooting with you, Paul, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got land to shoot on and everything.
Oh yeah, I can shoot. I can shoot.
Oh
heck.
I've done it. I've got a 20 ball. I can only shoot little things, like squirrels and things.
I guarantee she's a regular Andy Oakley when you get her out there.
Oh, you should see me shoot the rats by the river down there. I love it.
If you want to go rat?
Jump up in the air.
I can see that.
See who out there on the back porch in the garden just shooting the hell out of rats? I hear you.
Yep. I can see her doing that.
Yeah, it's true. I got a video of one where I shot it and it just jumped up in the air and the kids went, "You missed that one, mate." Right? And I went, "Did I?" And then all of a sudden it goes plop.
See, down there, like, "Oh well, I shot another tourist." Moving on.
Oh, dear.
Oh. I got this blunt roll now. I got to smoke it.
So, we were talking about this morning. I don't know if you remember, or last night, whenever it was. Okay. let me just clear what a blunt is. Listen, it's a cigarette. It's a cigarillo, whatever. Yeah, okay. So you empty the tobacco out of the cigar, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? You mix that then with the weed, yeah?
No, that's a spliff.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. If you're mixing it with the weed, that's a spliff. That's what Bob Marley smokes. I ain't got time for that shit. Okay. I just want the weed. I don't want the tobacco.
Okay. So you take out the tobacco out of the cigar. All right. Tell me what he does with it, Shelby, will you?
All right, when it's a blunt, you take the cigar, dig out the tobacco or whatever out of the cigar, all of it, and then you put your weed in it, and you smoke it that way. Now, when you mix the tobacco with the weed, that's whatever he was called, the spliff or whatever.
Yeah, call a joint. We call that a joint, and it goes in.
Okay. Now, a joint for us is when you take cigarette paper and roll a joint. Roll the weed in the cigarette paper. That's a joint for us.
Right.
I'm not a smoker, but I just used to call everything a joint, whether it was tobacco out of a cigarette mixed with weed and then put back in the cigarette, okay? That's what some people do. Or they just get cigarette papers and roll it. But either way, I would call both of those joints. But is it a proper cigar, which is with leaves? Cigar leaves?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Why do they put it in a cigar then?
More, you can have more of it. Taste, and I guess. Get a better high. Yeah, a better taste.
Because
you can get those cigars that are flavored in the paper.
There's my blunt.
I guess
right
the papers.
It's the blunt I just rolled.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like a joint to me. See?
Yeah, but it's longer.
And it's not. And it's not white paper. It's actually tobacco paper. So cigar paper.
Yeah.
Joint papers are really thin, where cigar paper is thicker. You know.
Oh, okay. See, still learn things at my age, even. So
I'm not talented. I tear up a cigar every time I try to do a blunt. So I'll stick with my bowl or whatever. And
you did that with your vape, love. You was at your boxing with vape this morning.
Well, yeah, last night I had a vape, but I do have at home I have a bowl.
Or pipe,
whatever.
I've obviously missed out all my life because I've never touched it in the whole of my life. So,
all right, Eric.
I suppose I'm never too old to try it one day.
Oh, God, I can see you, huh? I would definitely have to do a podcast with you, Hi. That would be so funny.
I do get the giggles now sometimes, as you're aware.
Wait, what am I looking at in this picture?
Russ's blunt.
This is the blunt I just rolled.
Is that B-L?
Oh, okay, yeah, I get it now. What am I looking at?
Yeah, just a blunt.
B-L-U-N-T, yeah?
B-L-U-N-T, yeah, blunt.
Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah, look at that nice little dent in the middle of it. That's crazy.
You Americans are really losing me.
Yeah, I see that dent. It still looks better than what I would do.
I didn't break that piece of bud down, so it's actually a flat piece of bud sitting inside.
You got a lump in it. You got a lump in it, didn't you?
No, just a flat space. But it hits even. It smokes good. It's fucking. I roll the shit out of it.
That's all that matters.
I roll the fuck out of a blunt or a joint. I just prefer bowls.
They're not big cigars, like, you know, not the big fat cigars or anything, are they?
No, not anymore. They sell cigarillos now. Yeah.
But back in my day,
god dang it, you used to be able to get full fucking cigars and roll a fucking 20 in that bitch and smoke for a fucking day.
You get half ounce. Yeah. You get half ounce of marijuana in one cigar, wouldn't you?
I used to. Hell yeah, dude. A fucking get a damn Dutch master or fucking. Hell yeah, dude.
Right.
Be smoking that shit for 2 hours, dude. Fucking wishing it would go the fuck out.
Oh, bless it.
I've had once before people be smoking Pasadena and be like, God damn, dude. Pass it the other way. I'm tired of looking at this shit.
I'm just having visions of me. I was going to go and get some to do it for my son to surprise him, right? Because I can't even roll a joint. I would never learn to do that because if I did that, it would be my another job for my husband. I would have had to have done it. So I refuse to learn. I'm just thinking I'll go and get that and do it for my son as a surprise. And then I just imagine, like, we're all sat in the garden tonight out there having a drink and stuff, and I hand it to him. And then he lights the end of it, and there's a big burst of flames. There goes your bitch. Oh, oh, terrible. Sorry, Shep.
I was saying thanks to Shep on my head. I'm sorry. He boosted my Discord to level 1 so I can stream WrestleMania this weekend for anybody that wants to see it. Stream it through
that
Discord.
That was nice.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I'm going to share my phone. I'm going to play Peacock on my phone and then share my screen.
I think we've got it on a channel. Nice. I'm sure I saw it on there. Or maybe it was an old one.
Re-download Peacock. I don't know why I deleted it.
I'll be honest, I don't like wrestling. It's false. I don't like it. Oh, you might be playing Rocket League later, Russ.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania is not till Saturday.
Is it Saturday? Is it just Saturday evening or your time?
It's Saturday and Sunday. Well, you got NXT's pay-per-view that starts at 11, and then that'll run to about 2. And then the kickoff for WrestleMania will start at like 6 and run to about 11 o'clock my time. So it'll be on for about 5 hours. And then tomorrow you'll have about another 4 hours of it. From like 7 to 11.
Yeah, see, I've got this Nitro that Shep's got, but I don't use it. I don't even know how to use it. I just pay for it every month. I've got to look at some of these subscriptions I'm paying for because I have no clue what half of them are for.
What means? All right. Awesome.
Hey, did you see who's in the top 20? Owen.
Who?
Somebody. 60-0 Paddy.
No.
You're in the top 20? Mm-hmm. Well, that's yep. Awesome.
Yep.
Good job, Lucky and Shane. Good job, good job.
Good job, good job.
Congratulations.
16, I think. I think Brett's
yeah.
And I think you're about 10, I think.
Well, I'm in the top 10, even if it is number 10.
I'll say. Pulse is third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're 10, Russ.
Yeah. Brett's 3.
Patio is 16.
Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah, I'm just glad I got up to the top 10 without having to kiss another grown man's ass. But, you know, we do what we do to get where we're at. So, you know, roll on.
Yeah.
I gave you a diamond last night.
Oh.
Even see.
I didn't see that shit, but I do appreciate the fuck out of it. Appreciate the living hell out of that, man. Thank you so much.
You probably thought you got 2. Hang on a minute. I just saw 2 diamonds there.
I have no idea. I didn't even see 1. I was Ray Charles in it last night. Caleb finally woke up. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Happy birthday, Caleb.
Happy birthday.
We got a headache.
Yeah.
I think I have. Oh.
Stomach hurts a little bit.
No? Oh, that's good.
He said his stomach hurts just a little bit, but that's about it.
Oh, well, that's all right. He probably needs a shit. He just needs to go and have a shit. It'll be fine.
Susie, you need to go just take a shit.
Yeah.
It's so weird to have somebody like Sue's little proper English voice, you know. You just go take your proper little poo.
Yeah. Don't have a crap, mate. That's what you need.
Go take a little squat and have some self-reflection.
Oh, dear.
What's up, William?
Drink loads of water.
Oh, thank you, Shelby.
You're welcome. I figured you might need it today.
Like, Humble Dog, yesterday, I guess he was trying to give me some beans.
Uh-huh.
And he's got an iPhone, so I don't know how it works. But when he clicked on the beans to recharge it, it brought up all of his past transactions and didn't give him the option to buy new beans. Has anybody ever seen anything like that?
I just choose not to look at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, has y'all ever seen that? Does it bring up that for y'all?
It's never done that to me.
It just shows me how many beans I can get for how much price, you know?
Yeah, that's what it does.
If you go to the top, right, so when you put in for insufficient beans, so you want to recharge,
yes.
If you press the recharge and it gives you all the different prices of the different numbers of beans, at the very top it says transactions. And if you keep on that transaction,
he might be hitting the wrong button once he gets into that screen.
Tip by mistake. Yeah, he's sitting.
Yes.
Okay. And I swear to God, if you look at mine here, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've spent thousands probably already in beans.
Oh, God. It's scary.
Not here, Dan.
Well, I've got some of them. Under beans. Wow.
I'm like South Oz. I've been here for 5 fucking years, only got $200. What the fuck's wrong with y'all people?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, you know, I've tried.
I'm what?
Not for nothing. I'm on a limited income this week.
Shelby, it's okay. Not for nothing. I made enough on Podbean last year. I had enough to claim on taxes. So, you know, that's.
No, that's good.
Good. Yeah. Well, not. Not for you to pay tax on, but it's good, that, you know.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I didn't make enough to make a living and, you know, move out of the cardboard box, but. Do
you ain't upgraded to a tent yet, then.
Yeah, I'm still working on the tent. Yeah, I'm trying to save back every dime. We try.
There you go.
Thank you.
There's your good job.
Good job. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Still gets cold in the winter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to tell little Tony, Tiny Tim, there won't be any Christmas this year.
Bubble wrap's good. You can wrap yourself in bubble wrap. That'll keep you warm.
I'm still taking 2 old hard pieces of horse manure and clicking them together, hoping for a fire.
What is Podbean Anonymous, William?
He all needs Podbean Anonymous.
He said, yeah, you all need it. What is it?
William, I'm not playing Podbean with you no more, mate, because we just gamble, me and him together. And it's about a competition to see who can give the most. And I always beat Bill anyway, so.
Oh, it's a game?
Me and him play it, yeah, but we just...
Not on this show, they don't. No. They play that on that finely feathered friend of mine over there from, you know,
your buddy.
The Brummy.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've done it on your show too.
Didn't we, Bill?
Didn't we do it on Russ's show once as well, I think?
Man's a nuclear fucking engineer, fucking. But, you know, he needs a bidding war on his show to help him get through the night, damn it. I'm over here, a damn poor ass cotton farmer in the South, just begging. and offering.
Listen, mate, he's not even in the top 20 at the moment.
Offering watermelon to anybody that passes by just to get a little help.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, didn't we, Bill? I said we did. We did do it on your show. We were great.
I'm playing with you.
We did. You sound like Hanny then. Calm down. Calm down.
Governess.
Sorry, I had to leave.
I know you're the governess.
No, I'm not. I would never, ever tell anyone to shut up on their own show. Or...
Tell them.
Never.
Tell them, Sue. Fuck them.
No.
Tell them who you are.
I'm nobody.
I am the bloody fucking governess. You will listen to me or I will splash hot Earl Grey into your face.
Oh dear. Oh, it's getting really warm here. It's getting really warm here.
Really?
Yeah, my voice has that effect on women.
Oh dear.
Paul, not so much.
Paul's is fine once I understand what he's saying.
Oh, not so much what?
No, nothing, bud. He's talking about ball. You, not to you.
Yeah,
I'm talking about you, not to you. Not to you, man.
We're talking about just that sweet southern suave charm, my friend.
Hey, Paul, if I ever come over, does that mean you're going to dress in your Indian dresswear, your headwear and all that, and your loincloth and all that shit?
Oh, you want me to dress up like Chief Fancy Pants?
Yeah.
Shit, dude. Paul, tell him, man. We fucking from South Carolina, dude. We poor as fuck, dude. We can't dress to the nines. The best we can do is dress into, like, maybe the 3.5s. Yeah.
You better hope I got a loincloth to cover my loincloth.
Whoa. I'm sure Jamie will knock you one up.
Yeah, right.
Let's just say Paul never learned how to trim the bikini line.
Nope.
I'm saving up to weave an Indian blanket, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. You don't wear Speedo, you wear Speed Froze. Yeah, you go out on the beach in a Speedo, you look like you got shaft in your pants.
I gotta find that picture now, my.
I feel you though, bro. I'm Italian. I'm not far off from the native Mexican Indian you are. I swear that's what happened to Catawba Indians, man. That's why you look Mexican, dude. It's because the Spanish got in there.
Hell no, it's in them damn woolly ass Vikings that came over first.
Sorry, y'all. I don't mean to cough like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the doctor's office done. My orthopedic doctor, you know, I'm supposed to have surgery on my hip.
Yeah.
And I've been having some major pain that I just cannot cure with, like, Advil.
Yeah.
So I called them the other day, and I was like, is there anything y'all can call in, you know? Them mofos called in a medication I'm allergic to. I'm like, do y'all not look at your list? I mean, y'all ask me every time I come in what I'm allergic to, and I tell y'all, you know, do y'all not look?
Don't you think that's the worst thing with doctors and hospitals is communication or the lack of?
Yeah, I'm like, and the pharmacy, it was good. The pharmacy didn't feel it, you know, or anything. But I was like, duh, y'all.
It is 12:54, baby, about 6 minutes until 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 17:55 there, but...
Yeah.
Who's gonna argue over 1 minute?
Let's see what William says here. I started watching something on Prime. I think it's called the 007 Race. It's a mock reality show based on the Amazing Race, and so far travels are in Great Britain and Italy. The teams have to answer a history question, and after they find it, to move on.
It's like a treasure hunt, basically.
Oh. Very interesting.
What was that film that you said was the best film ever to watch? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I think I recorded it in my voice memos. Let me see if I did this morning.
God, did I miss something?
Meet Joe Black.
Yes, Meet Joe Black.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Shelby. You missed loads of fun.
Yeah.
I just couldn't keep my eyes open anymore.
I had to go because I was going to lose it. You know what I'm like.
I was already falling asleep. And to keep y'all from hearing me snore, I just didn't come back.
Oh, we didn't hear you snore. And Russ is always a gentleman, and he always mutes you.
I know, but I just didn't want to take up a spot for somebody else because it was getting to where the panel was full. And
I would always drop down anyway, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, but the last time I was in a show and it ended when I was asleep, I woke up in Rico's show and I thought, no, I might not do that no more. I was like, that's not going to happen again. So I just didn't go back in.
Who's eating?
I'm eating chips. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Normally, I don't stay on when I'm eating.
What flavor crisps you got?
I'm actually eating queso dip and tortillas.
You're eating what? Oh. Queso? The fuck is a queso?
It's white cheese with...
You're talking about queso?
Queso.
Yeah, I guess queso, but it's spelled queso.
Yeah, but the Q is a K sound.
In Spanish,
it's a queso.
Well, then, okay. If we are gonna have a English lesson here,
it's not queso though.
Yeah, pronunciation.
Queso. Can I have that? It sounds like you got a lisp saying that shit. I'll eat me some tortillas and some queso dip last night. It was
should
it was
I so mute good. Now?
It was so good. So good. No, I love you, Shelby. I'm just playing.
Funny, didn't it?
I'm sorry. But yeah.
It seems like every time I get on your show, you're bitching at me about something.
Oh, that's just what I do. But queso is just goat cheese, man. Melted white goat, yeah, it's goat cheese.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
I don't like goat's cheese.
Nah, it's actually what American goat
is. What?
It's actually what American cheese.
Nah, it's goat cheese, man. Queso, actual authentic queso is goat cheese, brother. Don't argue me, man. I've been cooking.
It's awfully good.
I've been professionally cooking for over 20 years, man. Don't argue me about that shit. American. America's
no, the best.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. But it is goat cheese, man. Hey, William, how the fuck are you, man?
Hey, does anybody have a subscription to Prime?
Yes, thank you.
I know.
Oh, look this show up. It's very good. It's called the 007 Challenge or Race, right? And it's a mock reality show, right? And so far, we've been introduced to like three teams or four teams. And they have to follow these instructions and find the suitcase. And when they get the suitcase, they have to open it up and answer a question. And the questions are freaking easy.
Are they? Yes, it's.
Well,
I've seen this film. Actually, I watched it once.
Huh?
I haven't seen it.
I think I've watched it once.
But I like history. I like history shows. You know what show I used to like back in the day, well, William? And it sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah, it looks like.
But where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? You remember that game show? But they try to find a little cartoon chick, whatever, but they always ask history.
Yes, I remember. But they asked history questions.
It was always history questions or questions about different towns and geography and all that shit. But it was a really good show, man.
No. There was an English professor that became famous on PBS, right? Yeah. I'm not 8 years old there.
Me neither. Me neither, man. Me neither. But I was when it came out.
Okay, great. Well, I guess I grew up.
Well, I mean, it's still a good show. They had good questions, dude. They had shit on there you probably wouldn't know.
Listen, it's each to their own. If we all like the same things in this world, it would be so boring.
I just think it's a cool theme song. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Could be me.
Oh, where's that?
I think the problem is, William, is I kept having kids every generation, so I never really got the chance to grow up. You know, I got the 21-year-old, then the 17-year-old, then the 6-year-old, then the 3-year-old. It's like I just keep going, man. I just want to.
So watch the latest cartoon, 00N.
My kids watch SpongeBob, man. If they're watching cartoons or...
Oh, SpongeBob is all right. SpongeBob.
They usually watch this, this YouTube family. It's the Shondaris family, but it's A for Adley, and it's educational and stuff. And they watch Blimpy and, you know, whatever, Spy Ninjas. And,
oh, God.
It's a new world out there, man.
Well, that's Bugs Bunny and... Oh, what did we used to watch? Bill and Ben and the Flower Pot Men and the Wooden Tops and things. It was all in black and white in my day.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, I liked Rocky. I liked Rocky and Bullwinkle with Boris and Natalia.
Natalia was a bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
yeah, keep them away from dumb shit. But you know, if you look back at the cartoons we watched, they were all mindless shit too, just to keep us entertained for the second. So I'd leave our parents alone. My kids ain't got that part down yet. They don't know how to leave a parent alone.
Oh, God. Oh. William, you're very quiet.
Yeah, so what's life been up to, man? How you been doing, William?
Oh, just fine. Just fine.
It's good, man.
You're quiet. What's up? Bill?
What?
You're quiet. I'm not used to you being this quiet.
Yeah, why are you quiet?
Well, it appears that I tend to watch
reality shows,
more movies and sort of new series and things than you all.
I don't get time, Bill. Not being funny, but
you're
I work full time.
No, I'll
and then
in
my spare time, I'm on here. So, well, but there's no criticism of you on that. It's just I don't get time. So. When you tell things, have you watched this, have you watched that? No, I haven't, because I don't have time, Bill. But it's no criticism of you, mate. You're retired. Do what you want.
The only show Sue really gets time to watch is Naked Attraction.
Yep. I'll stream that one tonight.
What, is that when they go naked into the woods?
No.
Is that when they go naked into the woods?
No.
Naked Trash is when they all stand on stage behind these, like, frosted glassed tubes, except for their genitals. And they bring the contestant out.
Oh, I've seen that.
They bring the contestant out, and they talk about each one of the different genitals and what they like and don't like. And then they move on to the next stage and get to see a little bit more of the person.
I've actually seen
they,
that.
They pick the body type they want. You know what I mean?
Right, get carrier bag up the top there. Make sure it's got one with no holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then just put the tips in that one. What you got for dinner?
Chicken.
You having yummies? Is Mum going out tonight then?
You having yummy yummies, huh?
Yeah.
Not yummy yummies.
Got enough. It says I'm going to the supermarket. They're going to come in my place and then they can get whatever I've got in my cupboards.
Yeah, you're the supermarket. Then they run out.
I am, yeah. Stuff are coming here because they know I've always got stuff or whatever.
The only thing I really hate about drinking is the next day when you get a burp and you taste the alcohol from the night before.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
Ugh. You were sour going down, Mr. Jack.
Oh, yeah. Coming out of people's pores before now, where they've drunk so much.
Hey, you know what? In that Billy Joel song, right?
Which one?
Billy Joel, yeah.
Billy Joel, the piano. He's the piano man.
Yeah.
And he sings that line, "Captain Jack will get me high tonight." He's not talking about Jack Daniels.
What's he talking about then?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
What's Captain Jack a pseudonym for?
Oh.
Drug man, 00N.
Oh, I don't know. Jack? Captain Jack? I don't know. I'm just a weed smoker, man. Every once in a while, I've dabbled in shrooms and who tried to call in? If you want a man cave, did you try to call in, man? Did I miss that, buddy? I'm sorry, Ashley. I wasn't looking. I was playing old controls. That was my fault, brother. But, yeah, I just smoked weed, Will. I'm not a druggie, dude. I've just smoked weed, and I've dabbled in shrooms.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to Google it, because
you just reminded
me of that question I've always had.
I'm just a stoner, man. Just an old stoner with a good soul, man.
So, in the good times at Ridgemont High, who would you be, 00N? Spicoli?
Fast times at Ridgemont High?
Fast times, you're right. Yeah. Fast times.
Hey, calm down. Dude, just go play the ball outside. Throw it back and forth. You both can play with it. Come on, man.
Shit.
I don't know the characters' names.
Yes, sir.
Spicoli, Sean Penn.
You're tired enough, Ash.
I'm saying Shelby. I think I'd be
more of a Matthew McConaughey from Night Days and Confused.
You got your DBS yet, Mush?
Days and Confused.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wicked.
Asher.
Monday.
Asher.
Oh, wicked.
Man. What are you doing?
Fair play, mate. That's it, yep.
Thank you, sir.
What are you doing?
Thank you.
Man, what are you doing, bro?
He's coming to arrest me.
Yeah, I'm coming to arrest you, sir.
You decided to go to the blues concert with her?
No, I'm not going. I think if I go to the concert with Sue, we'll be like, oh. Have you brought your grandson along?
Oh, there's a load of us going to the reggae one.
Yeah, no, I should be down for that anyway.
So you need to let me know fairly soon because tickets will be selling out soon. So I'm not sure if Greg can go now, actually, because Greg's son's just been diagnosed with cancer. So I'm not sure if Greg and that are going now. So I'm not sure. Things are a bit iffy there at the minute. So there might be some tickets anyway.
Well, I'll let you know either way if I come and show
you. Let me know as soon as you know. As soon as you know, let me know.
But I've come across a bargain today there, Sue.
What you got today?
£18 for a bottle of rum, for the lamb's pineapple rum.
Oh, I don't like that pineapple one. Do you like that one? Oh, no, I don't like that. It's nasty.
It's a bit too sweet for you, then.
It is too sweet for me, yeah. I only like Captain Morgan's, to be honest.
No, I don't like Captain Morgan's.
Do you not?
I'm done with the Captain. I've spent too long on his ship. Appleton's rum, I do like Appleton's, but again, like Appleton's rum, the only thing it's nice, but and it is smooth and nice. Dude, but
I got drunk last night, man, on some damn Jack Daniels, man.
Oh, he was so funny, Asher. So funny. I did message you early hours of this morning telling you to come in, but you didn't.
You should have been bothered, freaking monkey boys.
I was trying to get you and Caps in because it's Caleb's 21st birthday today.
Yeah, it is. Caleb's 21st birthday today. Me and him, we got plastered as shit last night.
I thought you were doing this tomorrow.
So did I. No. You did it last night.
Right, that's why I bought a bottle, so for tomorrow.
Oh, see, I told you, bro.
I can't do it tomorrow, man. I'm watching wrestling tomorrow. I'll be smoking, getting stoned.
I thought we was getting mashed up while you're doing it. You're a fucker, you are.
I'm not a fucker, man. I can work.
Do you know what? For 100 days and 100 nights, I hope you carry on this to put this appointment.
Caleb said that he's going to get some drinks for WrestleMania. Don't you worry, you pretty little noggin.
No, well, tell Caleb to go fuck himself.
It's his birthday.
All right. Tomorrow then. Tell him to go fuck himself tomorrow.
He's going to have a drink with you tomorrow night. What's the matter with you?
He's going to get drinks to drink with you, you freaking little queer bait Brit. What are you talking about?
Queer bait?
Fuck you, you fucking redneck cunt.
I see how Vinny talks to you.
Vinny?
Vinny?
Where is Vinny?
I haven't seen him in a couple of days.
He's been around recently, though, yeah?
Yeah, he keeps sending me these paragraphs to read, and then he messages me and says, have I read it yet? I think he's trying to convert me.
Into what?
I don't know. He's probably worried that I'm going to go straight to hell or something.
What are you saying, Mr. A?
Tell her doing something that she shouldn't be doing, and if she's just getting on your nerves, then go play with it by herself.
Oh shit! Here comes Shep. I lock up your aunties and lock up your daughters. Shep's arrived.
Hello, Sheppy.
What up?
Sheppy. Hey, today's my kid's 21st birthday. Shit.
What?
I think we told him.
His birthday, 21st birthday.
Yeah. I was on last night with you.
Was you? I don't remember. I do remember. You came and left quick, you just left me hanging, man.
No, I didn't leave. I muted. I woke up. I went to bed early. I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning. I popped on. I stayed up for about a half hour, and then I fell back to sleep.
Don't worry, Shep. I get the same shit for going in and out of shows all the time anyway, so it's cool.
Yeah, I got the same attitude as you. Fuck them, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
But in my world, man, it's like, my boy just dipped on me, man. I'm sad.
Asher, the difference is you come in to my house or the room I'm in and you go, hi, everybody. Yeah. So that's like coming into my house. You sit down, having a chat with us, having a cup of tea, and all of a sudden you get up and you just walk out the fucking door.
Walk in the door.
Don't say goodbye.
Rude.
Well, Sue, you'd hate to meet me in person because I'll straight up leave and not say shit to
nobody.
Yeah, no,
Paul,
you see, Paul,
we can't understand. Hang on, call back in. I'm sorry, I missed a call in. Call back in. Hey, Mr. B, how you doing? But
hey, Mr. B.
We're okay with you doing that, Paul, because we can't understand what the fuck you're saying when you're here anyway.
No. You could have said goodbye and I wouldn't even know.
No, but I hope he has a good, on a real day, Russ, I hope he has a good birthday, though.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I don't enjoy the liquor a little bit too much.
Yeah, we cleared a bottle of Jack Daniels last night, man.
Good night. I actually thought of you today.
Hey, Mr. B, how are you?
Because I was... I was in Asda today and I had that, is it Buffalo Trace? And the Red Stag, sorry.
You like Asda, you do, don't you?
Listen, Asda B&M, I used to work for Asda, so I know it's all there.
So I've got my mate's discount card. You like Asda?
No, Asda. Asda Gay. No, Asda. ASDA.
Ass.
Oh, no. You're an ass.
Okay, we'll go play soccer.
What? You guys going on the Discord later?
Yeah, probably.
No. Well, if you're there, you're there. And if you're not,
yeah,
go fuck yourself.
I'll go in there somewhere. I'm sure all I right. will be.
I'll catch up with you guys in a bit then, yeah?
All right, bye, William. Look, William did that shit too. He's like, oh, bye. And he said, bye. What's up with y'all people, man? I'm born in New York or some shit.
Rude. How rude.
It is rude,
man.
Isn't it?
Bless y'all's heart.
You didn't say bless your heart, did you?
Yeah, it did.
He did.
Hush up. Turn
yourself
off.
Okay, well, sit down.
Right. I'm on a road trip with some of my kiddos.
Where you going?
Go see some family in Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Kentucky.
Cool. Kentucky. Oh,
Kentucky. Everybody, everywhere, going down to the Kentucky.
You come out some mountain folks.
I was trying to do this one.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, William's still in here. He's just off the panel.
Yeah. Oh, William fell off.
Yeah, he fell off.
Yeah, we got like 4 hours left.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a nice shit.
In total, it's 6 hours.
All right.
Goodness. Mr.
Two,
B, what state are you in? I mean, what state
Illinois.
Do you live in? Oh, okay.
Illinois.
Yep. No. Don't you do that.
It's Illinois.
Illinois.
He said, there ain't no S in there. There's only one, damn it.
what's your nickname? Avocado?
I'm reading my book.
Yeah, here's my daughter, Avocado.
Daddy, you said
that. Avocado, say hello.
Daddy, you said
that. Yeah, no, I got Madison. That's Maddie Cakes. And then I got Tori. She's Toaster. And I got Caleb. His name is Monk. And then,
no, seriously, that's a nickname. I'm not making that up.
Who is Toaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really her nickname. I'm not joking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I only got food names, too.
Who is Toaster?
Tori. I call her Toaster.
Yeah, who is Toaster?
That's my oldest daughter. I call her
Toaster. Hey, that made me think of that movie. Brave Little Toaster. Remember that?
Yeah, Brave Little Toaster, yeah.
Yeah.
What? I don't even know why you...
My favorite character was the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, the Brave Little Toaster. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cute little movie.
And a little blankie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that the
90s? I think it was the 80s. It was one of my sister's favorite movies.
It was the 80s? I don't remember. It was the 80s.
Huh? Everybody likes me on your podcast. You really like what on my podcast?
Look at that,
Jamie.
I'm pretty sure it was early 90s.
Was it early 90s?
I'm pretty sure.
It was back when...
long after the garbage...
No, it was back out when Fern Gully was out, man. Fern Gully and Land Before Time.
Try to draw what I'm driving. Take a look.
Would have been like 92 or 93.
You know, remember Land Before Time? It was out around then.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Fern Gully, it was out around then.
Yep. Hey, you remember Homebound?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Michael J. Fox was the Bulldog.
Yep.
About Milo and Otis is where it was at, bro.
No, Homeward Bound, man. That was an awesome movie. It was Sassy the Cat. I can't remember the Golden Retriever's name. But I remember the Bulldog was Chance. Man, I love that movie, man.
Homeward Bound.
I like Beethoven, too. Beethoven was good. And it got kind of ridiculous, like Beethoven's Fifth or whatever. You know, they kept going with it. But
the first one was good.
Yeah, the first one was good. There you see. Shadow was the golden retriever. Yes, he was. There he goes, Shadow. Yeah. The old wise golden retriever.
Michael J. Fox was Chance, wasn't
he? Yeah, Michael J. Fox was Chance. Yeah. Yeah. Michael J. Fox was also Teen Wolf, which is kind of cool. Not really a connection there, except for the canine part, but, you know, thought I'd throw it out. Teen Wolf was a good movie.
Not anymore.
No.
I definitely agree with that.
What, the new one sucks?
Yeah, it's kind of like Twilight. Teen Wolf meets Twilight type setup. It's okay.
Hey, watch it, man.
That's the little llama mom.
And that is the little llama mom. I'm well aware. Llama mama. Good job, Ashley. Good job.
My tablet.
Yeah. We played it for a little bit.
No, I do 61.
Yeah.
No, up at the dark.
Yeah, calm down, please. Calm down.
Homeward Bound.
Yeah, Homeward Bound. And say that in the sequel, also San Francisco. Okay, yeah.
All right, let me see if I can get the fuck out. I'm trying to leave this parking lot. The last two times I left, I keep going the wrong way. I had to take the long way home. I got to find the easier way out of here. I'm not going that way. I refuse. But I was able to, so when I went there today, it was really to see if I can do it myself, like the packing part of it, which that means I could do it at home, and I was able to do it myself.
Yeah,
it was weird. It skeeved me out, but I was able to do it, man, so I think I'm going to be good until next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I have to go for... I definitely have to come back Wednesday for another round. They have IV antibiotics, but I don't have to come back on Monday for them to change it. I can just do it myself now. It's just weird, you know?
All right.
Sticking a fucking long-ass Q-tip into your hole, and then it goes in like... It goes down and then it goes in, like towards like my bottom, towards my ankle, like 4 inches.
Yeah, later. Son.
What? I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah, she said she had to go. See you later.
I don't know what you're saying.
She said, "See you later."
Yeah, it might be me breaking up. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you fine. It could be me.
Okay.
Maybe it was her. I can't believe we had a fucking earthquake this morning, man.
Yeah.
Do you get earthquakes down by you? Kind of like
big
often
ones,
or
not big ones, like not really. Rarely do we get earthquakes around here.
I don't think it was big. I mean, I looked it up. I'm about a half hour from where the epicenter, wherever the earthquake was. Okay. All it did was it shook the house like pretty severely, but nothing like fell off right. The walls or
yeah, 4.8.
I don't know when they start becoming dangerous, like but like okay, so yeah, it was just
well,
it just lasted long. It was weird. Like after the initial like shaking, it was like a pulsing, like
yeah. What you gotta worry about with the smaller ones like that is if they have aftershocks or because they'll be like similar size, you know. And
well,
what's up there?
Well, if you lived out in California, you would have earthquakes out there happening all the time. But the big ones were like 1994's Northridge earthquake and 1989's Loma Prieta earthquake.
What are the on the Richter scale? What do those usually measure at? Like the ones that start, you know, maybe some structures may collapse or things fall off buildings. Like they were like 6 and up, 7 and up.
5 or 6 and up, I would imagine.
All right, this was a 4.8. So, but I was like I said, I was about.
Well, that would be borderline right there.
Yeah, but I was away from it though. Like it was 30 minutes away. Where I am,
you would not have felt the intensity like you would if you were close to the epicenter. And I would imagine, like, if you were like in New York City, like the bridges and the skyscrapers there, I would imagine that they have to have building codes in case something like that was to happen, even though it's extremely rare.
What, just so they have them checked out, you mean, like inspected after?
Yeah, if they go through like rigorous like inspections. Because you probably know how New York State and New Jersey.
Yeah, like in California, like because this one originated.
Yeah.
Everybody
replied. I was thinking that too. Y'all, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
well, plus I was driving underneath some trees.
I'm off the show and now I'm not in. I'm talking.
Well, Ro sounds very quiet. As does Shep.
Yeah.
Yep,
is that better?
Aux cord. Yeah.
You're back now, Rox.
What's up,
Cav? Unless Shep got interrupted by a phone call.
Hey, Cavs, how you doing?
Cavs, you cunt.
Hopefully, Cap saw the comment that you plan on having me as a feature participant, panelist, and contributor to the middle series.
Yeah.
William said that 00N was abducted by Rugrats.
Yeah, that's by the Rugrats. The original Rugrats were cool. And then they, yeah.
I remember watching the Rugrats.
Yeah, I guess you some drink later. Well, I guess you have lost connection.
Yeah, well, this is college, dude.
He'll be back.
He's trying to get out of the parking lot.
Oh, those deck parking, that'll do it.
Well, he just wants to get out on the other side of the hospital. Where was that getting that shit clean? He said every time he went out, The last two times he went out the wrong way and had to take the long way home.
Take the long way home. That's a song, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The long way home. I can't remember who sings it. I can look it up right quick.
Sounds like it would be similar to Fleetwood Mac, but I don't think that's the actual artist.
Let me check. I'm going to look. Hold on just a second. Let's see. The difference, apparently.
Do not know.
Supertramp.
I am not. Toto.
There's one by John Snyder, too.
Not John Snyder.
But I
Snyder.
Think it's Supertramp is... I think it's the one by Supertramp.
Not John Snyder.
Yeah. It's by Supertramp. Now that song's gonna be stuck in my head, damn it. Thanks, Eric.
Damn, I'm about to pass this bowl again. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Might play some Rocket League today. Aspen. Put that down. Put it down. Put it down. Just a little bit?
No!
Just a little bit. What are you doing, Griffin? Hiding underneath the blanket ain't gonna help you with the volume. I still gonna be able to hear it, Griffin. She went and hid under her blanket. Like, nah, I'm not under her blanket. You can't see me now. That's fine. Oh, man. Oh, no. Damn. Maybe just a ham sandwich. For lunch. That'd be good. You know, ham mayonnaise. Good stuff. Maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That'd be good.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. I think that'd probably be easier on my stomach,
Clarissa used to call peanut butter and jelly sandwiches daddy's sandwiches. That's what she called them, daddy's sandwiches.
Is that the sandwich daddy would make for when she was hungry?
Well, that's what Sean eats a lot, is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with a bag of chips for lunch.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are good. I like what Smucker's like does the goober like brand like with the grape jelly and peanut butter mixed together.
Yeah.
And I think they have a strawberry variety too.
Yeah. Oh, I love strawberry and peanut butter. That's the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Really, any fruit, really, I like
peanut butter and Nutella.
Yeah, butter
apple
Nutella.
Jelly's good.
Yeah, I like apple jelly and I like peach preserve.
Oh yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah, but my favorite is probably peanut butter and honey.
Yeah, with some bananas. Mm-hmm. That's good too.
I don't know about bananas.
It's good.
I mean, yeah, it's good. I don't know.
Peanut butter and bananas good.
Mix it together.
Banana and mayonnaise is better, but...
Yeah, they're like mayonnaise and banana.
If I did mayonnaise with bananas, I would have to be very light on the mayonnaise. Because I don't like
No mayonnaise. That makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I love Duke's mayonnaise, man.
You'd be good.
Yeah, that's it. Just Duke's. There is no other mayonnaise in the world that compares. Cut that down, Aspen. Aspen, cut it down or cut it off. Get annoyed, man. You know, I feel like getting up there. Go cut it off. It's 1:37. I think I'm gonna get me something to eat for lunch. Then I'll probably message my boy Caps over here and see what the hell he's doing and play on some Rocket League.
So. I'll probably hop on for a little while.
All right.
So you're about to step away for a while, Russ?
Yeah, just for a little while. Go do some lunch.
But well, I know you'll be back on a little bit later.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll be on later sometime. I definitely will. But until then, my friends, I hope everybody has a great and wonderful day. And enjoy your weekend if I don't see you.
See you later.
And, later, my friends.
Later.